Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 573. Today I want to talk about getting on the same parenting page. Can we do it? Is it even possible? One of my mamas asked me that question last week, and I felt like that is a very common question that I get and a very common desire that parents have, especially moms, in my experience, want to get on the same parenting page as their husbands, or their children's other parent if they're separated. And what I tell parents, and what I told this mom, is that it's impossible to get on the same parenting page. Literally, it's impossible, and we should just immediately, right here and now, give it up. Give up that desire, because it's not going to happen. If you think about opening the pages of a book, you take a 200-page book and just open it to a certain page. Let's say you open it to page 78, and you give it to your significant other or the other parent, and they open the book. They might open it to page 153. And that's very random, but that's how random being on the same parenting page is. We all have different life experiences. Even if we've known the other parent since we were little kids, we had different life experiences. We grew up in a different family. We have different DNA. We were in different classes. We had different teachers. We had different jobs, different interests, different careers, different everything. Even if we had so many things in common, we still had so many things, so many experiences in life that were different. And so to think that two people who have such different experiences could get to a point where they are on the same exact page is just, frankly, unrealistic. It's just not realistic. And so that's just the way it is, as far as I see it. But what do we do about it when we realize that we're not on the same parenting page, and it's highly unlikely that we will get on the same parenting page? I think of parenting as a collaborative endeavor. We have ideas about how we would like to raise our kids or interact with our kids, and the other parent also has ideas. Sometimes they are in alignment and sometimes they aren't. But what do you do when they aren't? What I encourage parents to do is to collaborate and work together and find areas of agreement, and then where there is disagreement, see if they can come up with a compromise. Maybe you don't want to use timeout, but the other parent does. Well, how do you come to an agreement on that? Maybe you want to take away their phone because they messed up, but the other parent does not want to. Well, how do you come to an agreement on that? It takes a lot of communication. And when you communicate like on things like that, you can't just communicate on the surface level of do we take the phone away or not. We have to communicate on the level of what are our values around that thing, that topic that our child didn't make the right choice on? what values would we like to instill into our child, in our child? Let's see if we have any agreement there. And then what ideas do we have to address the child's behavior? And what do we hope to accomplish out of however we're going to respond to that behavior? What are we hoping to get out of it? And that's how we kind of come to a compromise. Try to really get clear on how it is we feel, not just about what they did, because when our kids mess up, of course we're going to be upset or disappointed or angry or whatever. But how do we feel, like, how do our values play into the way we feel and why we don't like what they did? And then what is our goal with our response to what they did? What are we hoping to do? Are we hoping to make them miserable with a punishment so that they never want to do it again? That's not really something I would recommend. Are we hoping that they will learn their lesson and make a different choice next time? I definitely recommend that. But then how are they going to learn the lesson, and how are we going to go about teaching them? If we, quote unquote, teach them a lesson by grounding them for a month, taking their phone away forever, or something like that, all we're going to be teaching them is to hide their behavior from us. What I encourage parents to do is to, when a child does something that's not, that we don't like, has what I call undesirable behavior, is to sit down with them and talk with them about what it is they did, what the negative implications were, what's the fallout of the choice that they made, what do they need to do to repair the situation, the effects of their choice, and then what could they have done differently, or what could they do differently moving forward to not make that same choice again. That's kind of the formula that we use with our kids, if you want to call it a formula. And it's pretty simple, and it's a very connected way to help kids work through when they have poor judgment or make a mistake or do something that's not in their best interest or someone else's best interest. And it's a very connected way, and they learn how to make a better choice, and they don't learn to just hide their behavior from us in the future. That's the best thing I can suggest to get on the same parenting page, is to have an approach something like that. But I hope that this answers gives some clarity around getting on the same parenting page, why it's so difficult, and what you can do given the fact that it's probably never going to happen anyway. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I love talking about this stuff. And if you haven't yet left a review on iTunes, please hop over and do that, because that helps other parents to find the podcast. Thank you for listening today and always. Wherever you are in the world, I hope that you make it a very clear, communicating day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.